apparently having a chicken restaurant or a string of chicken restaurants in Las Vegas and other places is not really doing it for Flava Flav. He misses the good old days of being in prison. He is now facing 12 years in prison for domestic violence, an arrest that he got back in 2012 where he allegedly got physical with his girlfriend and threatened her 17-year-old son with two knives. Flava Flav, lucky to still be taking in oxygen. Yesterday, he pled guilty to reduced charges, got off with probation and counseling.
So he's not going to prison.
No, not going to prison, but hey, there's more chances for him. Don't give up on Flava Flav. Mm.
Chris, did you visit Flava Flav's chicken restaurant in Vegas when you were there?
No, sir.
I was hoping you would have at least brought something back.
You know what? The problem for all those restaurants in Vegas, I could see if you want like a high-end meal where Bobby Flay's place is serving $100 plates or what have you. But the buffets are all buy one, get one free, and there's great stuff on the buffet.
Did you go to the Golden Nugget?
I did.
Did you do the breakfast buffet at the Golden Nugget?
No, I had my breakfast somewhere else.
Oh. That is good.
Okay. Yeah,
but I mean, for $16,
yeah,
the carving board is going, and there's chicken, and there's pasta, and there's all you can eat shrimp. And
all right, let's stay focused. Otherwise, we're gonna just start talking food, and everybody's like, "Oh, turn that off." And we are just gonna we'll walk away from the show and go get food.
Conley hits pretty hard at the buffet.
They tell you to go away, never come
you
back.
You go now. Alexa Rae Joel, the daughter of the divinely handsome Billy Joel and the hideously ugly Christy Brinkley. Collapsed on stage during a performance on Saturday at the Cafe Carlyle in New York City. She was rushed to a hospital where she did not die. She was, however, diagnosed with vasovagal syncope, which sounds, related to the nether regions.
Uh-huh.
It's not. It's a condition that blocks blood flow to the brain.
She's had this
and causes fainting.
She's had this before. She fainted on stage. She's a cabaret singer in New York, and apparently she's pretty good.
Well, fainting on stage is not a real good thing to have on your resume. Mm. She's going to be fine. There is no treatment for it. She'll be fine. just in. Everybody knew this, but the official coroner's report on the Ultimate Warrior came in, and yes, he died of heart disease. The technical term the coroner used was arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease.
You didn't know there would be so many hard health terms to read in this segment, did you?
Yeah. His death was also listed as natural, meaning neither drugs nor alcohol were directly involved. Yeah.
Only the ones he used 20 years ago.
Yeah. Causing problems. AC/DC may be calling it quits. There's talk out of Australia that they may announce their retirement today. There are also rumors that it's because of Malcolm Young being sick, maybe even terminally ill. No official word as of yet from the band itself. And let me ask you this. How much would you pay to download Neil Diamond's greatest hits? Not Neil Sedaka, which I know you'd pay anything. Neil Diamond.
I owned Neil Diamond's greatest hits back in the day, his early stuff, not the sappy ballad stuff from later on. He wrote some good songs back in the late 60s, early 70s. I'll pay a buck.
A dollar?
How about a dollar?
For the entire...
All right, $2.
For the entire collection?
Or else I'll go to the library and get it.
A British woman accidentally paid $4,300 for a Neil Diamond greatest hits album. She downloaded the album on her phone while traveling abroad and was hit with roaming charges. She says, "I'm not really that much of a Neil Diamond fan, and I've already got the CD at home." Well, congratulations. $4,300 in roaming charges. That's why when I went to...
that's incredible. Looking for something to listen to on the plane?
Well, she was traveling abroad, which I don't think she should call her girlfriend abroad.
Stop
I mean, that's kind of rude.
Stop it.
But she was traveling, and that's why when I was in the Bahamas, I turned my phone on to airplane mode, didn't turn it back on until I was back stateside, because they warned me. It's like $35 a day in roaming charges, and then there's this, and then that.
Right, you're roaming in the open seas.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
You don't want that.
Turn it off. Jermaine Jackson blew a gasket yesterday. Debbie Rowe came out with comments and said that Michael Jackson told her that his brothers were talentless, and that Michael owes his, and that they were basically a drain. He was glad to be rid of them so that he could shine on his own.
Debbie Rowe is the alleged mother of some of Michael Jackson's kids.
Yeah. Alleged. She's the mother of two of the two children.
We believe that Michael Jackson's kids were hatched in a test tube in a lab somewhere.
There's no DNA to prove that Michael Jackson was even in the neighborhood at the time that it happened. Unless you consider cash to be how you are fathering
a
child.
Well, let's face it, though. I mean, she makes somewhat of a good point. Michael Jackson was obviously the most talented of the Jackson guys. Jermaine had a little bit of talent. He could play. He wrote some songs. Tito, not so much.
All right, now listen. Jermaine Jackson came away from the fryer at the Arby's.
Stop it.
Where he was pulling his shift and said, "Let me tell you something.
Stop it.
If it wasn't for the Jackson 5, there would have been no Michael Jackson." That's what gave him the launching pad to become what he became.
And that's true.
A creepy, child-molesting fruitcake that looked really, really...
He didn't say that.
Okay, I may have added a couple of comments. Maybe. Aaron Hernandez is being investigated for allegedly threatening to shoot and kill a guard at Bristol County Jail last year.
Hard
although,
to shoot a guard when he doesn't have a gun.
How do you know?
He's in prison. He's in solitary lockdown, isn't he?
Well, you can't get a piece in prison. One of the NFL star fellow inmates says it's just not true that he's been robbed. And the ultimate warrior is fighting crime from beyond the grave. His estate is trying to file a lawsuit against people that are selling merchandise and stuff from him now that he is dead. He's now popular again for whatever. There it is. That's all of the entertainment news that I could possibly cram into this one mind-numbing segment. If you would, please, please turn up your radio because we have another potential hit from Tom King and the Progressives.
Station AM 550 FM 99.9 WSAU.